Parshas Balo Yischa, you have the smichus of Balo Yischa to Parshas Nosoi. In Parshas Nosoi finishes with the Chanukas of the Mishkan, where all the Shvatim, and then you have Aaron HaKohen's Tzivuv Hanok Zneiris. So Rashi brings the Chazal over here. Lomenes Chapasha Amnoi Parshas Nosoi. Lefisha Kishiro Aaron Chanukas and Nosoim. Cholshos Daitoi. Shloya Moim Bechanaka. Lohuv LaShvatav. Oma Kadosh Baruch Chayecha. Shalcho Gedoyle Mishlahem. Shatemal Dekomitav Zneiris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Aaron HaKohen was Cholsho Daitoi, that he didn't bring any of the Karbonis of the Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem him with Adlokas Neiris. And the Loshon was Shalcho Gedoyle Mishlahem. So the Rambanias over here, that it doesn't make any sense, that if that was the case, the Keteris is a much higher Avodah. It's a much more chavivdik avoda. However, whatever lashonis will use to categorize the differences of in avoda, but keteris is called keteris ba'pecha, and it's keteris when the kodesh hakadoshim. So it should be menachem with the keteris. And besides which, he says, you know, you have all of the different, you have all of the different avodas bechlal, everything that Kohen Gadol does, everything that Kohen Gadol is. So why pick something specific? That's Ramban Zohar, and Ramban has his Mahalach that it's talking about Chanukah and so on. Secondly, the Ramban is also Meir. It says Shalcho Kayemes Lo'olam. That's the philosophy over there in Chazal. If you're talking about the Neiris, not the Neiris Chanukah, just talking the Neiris and the Menorah, that became bottle with everything else of Beis Hamikdash. There's nothing that's Kaim Loilam that is different than, you know, it's everything went. Karbanis went, Keteris went, Neiris went. So that's why he goes with Neiris Chanukah. We have to try to understand the Rashi's Mahalach, and it's the Pashta Mahalach, the Chazal over here, that even if we learn like Ramban, that it's Neiris Chanukah, but Neiris Chanukah is somewhere along the line an extension of the, it's an extension of the Menorah. In other words, whatever the Menorah was in Beis HaMikdash, we're able to some degree to repeat it, to sort of bring the same type of aura through Menorah's Chanukah. But it's still an Inyan, even if we learn on the practical pshat like Ramban, it still means that the same auras that were there in the Menorah were Kaim Lo'olam. And the question is why and or how? Why everything else, Karbonis became bottle and Kayas became bottle and Menorah didn't become bottle. The later on, by Koirach, when all of the when the Anshei Koirach were being chaylik on the Kahuna of Aaron, so it says that he told Zoyis Asu Chulachem Machtos Koirach Chol Adosai. So Rashi says Ma Rola Imalem Kach Omalem. He told him Bedarka Avos Kachom Yishni Musim Harbe VeKoyimim Harbe VeKulam Skatzim Baisechot. By Avodah Zorah, you have all sorts of different rites and rituals, and many priests, and they all gather into one temple. Onu ein lo Hashem echad, aroi nechad, terech nesbechad, akren god lechad, ve'atem masayin chamishim yishrach shekuna gdoyla, af aniru tzibika, cholchem tashas chob mikolos kleris, and so on. So he told them that by Avodah Zorah, you have many rites and rituals, many priests, and they all gather in one temple. We have only one God, one Aaron, one Torah, one Kohen Gadol, and so on. So I'm trying to understand a little bit what he means over here. Let's go on the practical side. In the pshat of what Rashi means. Yes, you have many, many Avodah Zorahs in the world, but each temple is usually dedicated to one Avodah Zorah. Each Ummah has its Avodah Zorah, and you build a temple for Dagon or for Baal or for whatever the Avodah Zorah is, and that's that. When he says they have many, many nimusin, many rites and rituals, does he mean different religions? They don't coexist in one tifla. That's not the Metzius. I mean, maybe in the pantheon there was no place where you had that Metzius of everything different Avodah Zarahs in one place. If he means that you have many different rites and rituals, well, so you have here also in the Beis Hamikdash Lahavdil Alef Alfei Havdalos. You have Lechem Aponim, and you have Korban Chatas, you have Korban Oila, and you have Keteiros, and you have Minchas Menachos, Nesochim. And you have many different types of Avodah. It's not one Avodah. And he says you have many Kohanim, you have many Kohanim also. You have one Kohen Gadol, but Darach Klal, in most Ummos HaOlam, you also have some sort of Pope or whatever it is, a bishop of sorts that's the high officiating person. It's not unusual, it's normal, that's the norm. And as Lashon Rashi is miskaptze v'vayisech, they all gather in one house. So obviously we're talking about, we're not talking about different rituals or religions, because it doesn't happen ever. So we're talking about in one base tifle, in one religion, you have different rites, different rituals, and a lot of priests. That's exactly what you have in Yiddishkeit. What does he want over here? So in other words, it's going to the heart and the place where he's focusing it at is Kohen Gadol. That's what's bothering him. He said, "You want me to come? Well, we have only one Kohen Gadol. The other places also have one Kohen Gadol." The it's very interesting. Lashon Kohen Gadol. You find the word Gadol implied. I mean, Gadol means a lot of times in the Chassim, this word Gadol in the sense of a great person or greatness. It's not usually the word Gadol is not in Chazal. You find Gdol Hador, Gdol Hador. In the Chumash, in that sense, is a hard one to find. Ish Gadol Moed usually means with the Chassim and so on. Not in Ruchnistic sense. Nasi Atov Yekirbeinu is a somebody who's the Hoibin and so on. It's just an interesting lashon of the word using the Gadol for a Kohen. Al Kapanim, Eshelo Yeh. So trying to understand a little bit, this is the parasha of Kehuna Gdoila. The Nasi of the Shevet of Levi is a very different type of Nasi. And he is, and it's called the Kohen Gadol. And he has himself a yichud that other Nisim don't have. And that yichud expresses itself in the nekudas that of the menorah, and that there's only one, and so on and so forth. One more ha'ara on the inyan of in Chazal asks for chiyakat brochel oiru tzarech, and so on. And Chazal bring a lashon. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us lehoir lefanav, to light the way before him. In other words, menorah and oir has two types of uses. There's a kavod, a kibdu Hashem ba'orim, ba'urim, to when you mar ba'or, you mar ba'kavod, you mar ba'simcha. That's why there's an inyan of adlokas neiris, many neiris. On Yontiv, on Shabbos, it's marba, a lot of simchat. It's a place that's well lit, is very, very conducive to simcha and so on. And therefore, that's one inyan of a lot of ha'ara. And then there's ha'ira lefonai, show the way before me. In other words, a person is walking on a road, and you have a candle, and you hold a light, and the light shows the way before him. So, the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash is Chazal used the lashon. It's a pchin of ha'iru lefonai. It's light the way before me, kind of that type of light. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to contribute something. Mashal with a suma and someone else that was holding paderech. The ha'ara we talk about over there is a ha'ara lefonai. I'd like to explain a little bit What is that b'china of ha'ar lefanai? Let's start with Avodas Hashem. It says a very cryptic point. Doesn't explain it. He says he brings in the Sefer Yetzirah that there are three dargis in the Oisiyah. It's not important for us. There's three Imois and Zayin, Kfulois and Yudbeis, Pshutas, different types of letters in terms of the darga of its chshivas. And so you have 3, 7, and 5. So he says 3, 7, and 12. 12 is keneged the shvatim. It's keneged Yudbeis Gvulas Alachsoin, which 12 is the boundary of a cube, is 12 lines. 12 lines define a cube, and that's sort of when we flesh out the boundaries of something physical and tangible, the number 12 is a used number, whereas Aaron is shayach to Zion, which is a higher dagger. That's basically the way it's described. Not it doesn't say more. You also find that you had a kohen gadol that was nimshach to a kohen gadol that was nimshach afterwards, or not. You either made meshicha or miribi begadim. The process of making a kohen gadol required 7 days of each day being Moshech and B'Shemen or Marve B'Godim. B'di Eved, it's not Ma'akif. B'di Eved, once is enough. And it's a Machlek Shem Ma'akif, if you can do Avoida B'Shas, even if you're doing the process 7 days, you do the Avoida or not. But Eich Shlo Yeh, the Meshicha and the Ribe B'Godim that make him, it should take over 7 days. So 7 days is a type of inyan which is it's shayach to Aaron HaKohen specifically. So let's be a little bit on the inyan over here. There's the word, there are two lashonos, two words in Lashon Kodesh, or in most languages, that speak about something similar in a very different way. The word rav, meaning much, many, and the word gadol, meaning big. I can have many pieces of cake, and I can have a big cake. They can be equal in volume, in weight, etc. The difference is, am I speaking of one entity that's very big, or speaking about many pieces that have no shaykhs to each other? In the aggregate, they can add up to the same. But there's a quality of gadol, which includes much of that which is small. It's all-inclusive. The shvatim, it says, the is a little bit masbir. What was the whole inyan of the Chanukas of the Nesiyim? What was the pshat in Nesiyim making the Chanukas and Nesiyim, and each one brought a carbon and it's repeated over and over again? So we've seen over the years many times the Chazal, the Medrash says that each Nasi had his own its own content in terms of what he was bringing to the table. Each Kshevet had its own facet of Avodas Hashem that it specialized in, each koiches, and all of the shvatim gave their koiches to the Mishkan to make it part of it. Each one contributed his koyach to be into the Mishkan. So the Mishkan was the sum total of the koiches in Klal Yisrael, and Reuven and Shimon and Levi. When they brought their carbon, when the Nasi brought this carbon, and his carbon had his kavanis, which expresses exactly his shevet's inyan, that is what he contributed into the Mishkan. The So the Yud Beis Shvatim were mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, each one by presenting his koyach into the Mishkan, and that's tremendous. So the kavanah of Reuven was one thing, and Shimon another thing, and Levi another thing. That the Medrash is marich tremendously how each shevet, the same carbon had particular meaning for each shevet differently, and each one sunk that koyach into the Mishkan because the Mishkan was the aggregate of all the koyachas Klal Yisrael. But at that point, all it is a cholent of different koyaches. The ribuy of koyaches is not of that much use. It's simply a ribuy. The transition from ribuy to gadol is what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kohen Gadol's the difference we said over many times, it's a Rabbi Masech Hashem Kulam Chochma Sisa, that in the weekdays we look around the Bria and the spilus is the various different koiches. We don't quite see how the kochos fit together, but seeing each and every facet of Bria in itself is an extraordinary sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's different koiches. So Lamash, if I see a person in different phases, he says something deep, he says something sharp, he says something, with a hidden kavani, he says something with... So I say, this person is multifaceted. He plays music, he paints art, he does math, and so on and so forth. So I admire the person that he's has many koiches. But on Shabbos, on Shabbos we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godlu masecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim are godol. Mo'oid omke mashav secha. The hamaka and the godless is that all of the different koiches together are part of one unit. The mizah shayim Shabbos is that different inyanim on Shabbos, until Shabbos, different things were disjunct, they didn't make any sense, their Shem was successful, so on and so forth. And the Makod Masa Hashem Oedom Kamashoy Secha, it's not the Chachma Sisa, it's the Oimek. When I look at the depth of it, another dimension, I see the Gadlus of it. They all come together when you add another dimension, and that puts it all together. So the different Kaiches, putting it into one, is the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is the one that put all of the pieces together. That's the pshat in Kairach over there, in his, when Moshe Rabbeinu told him, in Avodah Zarah you have many, many rites and rituals, and many kind of. Why? It's impressive. A three-ring circus is much more impressive than a one-ring circus, and a 250-ring circus is more impressive. There is a ribuy of different ceremonies. Kulam b'bayis echad, they take place under one roof, but that's all. There is a multitude of avodos. It's because avodah zarah itself is not one. Avodah zarah by its mohus is a ribuy. So the Avodah Zarah, we're talking about one religion. We're talking about one temple. But the rites and the rituals and the priests, each and every one does his thing. But there can't be achdus, there can't be an overarching klal, because that's the nature of Avodah Zarah, is like that. It always deals with pratim and never with the klal. So that's what it's like when you have... So certainly you have a head galach. But that galach is the most important galach. He's the prominent galach. It doesn't have the quality be'etzim of gadol. Masha'in came by us, we have one kohen gadol. Yes, you have many korbanis, and you have many types of avodas. You have lechem, you have k'tairis, and you have and various avodas. That's fine. But there's one kohen who's mak of everything. The Kohen can do all the avodas if he wants to do, because he's be'etzim includes himself all the avodas. That's the dag of kohuna klapi the rest of the Shvatim. So klapi the Yud Beis Shvatim, and we'll see in a second where the Zion is and so on. Klapi the Shvatim that each and every one gave their own koyach, the Kohen Gadol is the one that put it together. And that's the Oymek Dvat Shalcha Gedoyla Mishalahem. Yours is bigger. The word big means, when I ask if A is bigger than B, what's the most succinct description of what bigger means? The answer is, can B fit into A? If B can fit into A, then A is bigger than B, and if not, not. So a bigger circle takes a smaller circle and fits into it. A bigger person, a smaller person is only right if all the other person's kochos are in me, plus I have more. If we have different koiches, big and small is already very difficult. It doesn't, I could say more important, more accomplished, more difficult, less difficult. But big and small really means when one is makif the other. When one contains the other one inside it, that's where we get the right hagdara of big and small. So you have two inyanim. You have the inyan of the different chilukei avodas, and those are yud beis sharim. Those are 12 gateways. Those are 12 gvulas alachsin. When avodas Hashem is fleshed out in its entirety, then you have the different gvulas, and then when you have the Kohen Gadol, he puts it together. Where is that koyach of kuna to put it together? So it says in the Adlokas Menoris, it says that the different Neiris are Mulpnei Amnoir Yiru. The understanding is that they are connected to different Chachmas. There's a category of seven Chachmas. It means the Chachmas come together and converge in one point. Now, let's explain a certain point here, a certain oimek here. When I have a corporation, a big corporation, and I have dozens of departments, in the world of doing, each one is doing his own thing, and they don't have a sheikhes. There's a fellow slaving in Dominican Republic harvesting sugar in the hot sun and so on and so forth. There's somebody in a dock in New York unloading the sugar. There's a mill in someplace else that's refining the sugar. There's somebody sitting in Manhattan someplace and arranging and selling to stores the sugar. There's somebody sitting in the market in the stock market and trading the stocks. Those are all the pa'ulos of that sugar company. The place where it comes together is only in the Olam of Seichel and Das. In the place where, in the Havan of it, in the Torah Shaboy, that's where you have the tefis of how and why it comes together. So in all of the world of Malachas and so on, In the Bepoil, there's Chiluk. There's no way to, each one is separate. Zvulun is different than God, and God is different than Naphtali, and all three are different than Levi, and they're all different than Reuven, and so on. But when in the Torah, Shabbai, and when you put the idea together, the big picture is in the world of ideas, in the world of Havana and Tfisa, that's where it all comes together. So the Ha'ara, the Oir of the Menorah, where even in Chachma itself, all the different threads of Chachma converge, that's where you get the emes of the oneness of it. There's a physical phenomenon that's really incredible when you think about it. In the world of physical colors, if you take blue paint and red paint and yellow paint and green paint and all different paints, and you mix it together, you get black. Dark until it becomes as black as possible. The more paint you mix in, the blacker it becomes. And that's kind of intuitively how we feel. If you add a lot, then you make it darker and darker. In the light, when you take different colors and merge them, you get white light. And it's something that's kind of it's kind of sets us wondering a bit, because it's not intuitively relate a lot better to the fact the more you put in, the darker it becomes, because it gets the blue and the green and the red, everything, so it becomes very, very dark. The fact that if you take the different lights and put them together, you get a white light, is something that's sort of counterintuitive to us. But that's what it is. In the world of Maisa, the more different Maisim, a person is all over the place. That's Chisarim. In Tfisa and Havana, it's a Maila. The more from the different points that a person comes, each piece helps them understand. I always said it's amazing. If a person does like Beis Shammai, also Beis Hillel says you can learn Krishna at night sitting and lying down on standing. Beis Shammai says you only lie down at night. So a person says if I lie down I'm Yotze Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. He's Chayev Misa. If a person learns brachas and his mission is missing Beis Shammai, or he doesn't decide not to learn Beis Shammai, then his Torah is not shleima. He doesn't have it's not Torah semis. Hagaba atzmecha. In the world of Maisa, if you add Beis Shammai to the mixture, then you megareya. Then it's chisaron. If you in the world of Torah, if you megareya Beis Shammai, then Beis Hillel is also not emes. It's not that the din is not unilateral. The din is a machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and we paskin like Beis Hillel. But the Torah's emes is a machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, what Beis Shapcha means and what Kumecha means. So in the world of Maisa, the ribui dvarim, doing Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is megareya. Each one, we go with Beis Hillel, we have to do like Beis Hillel, Tamid Hashammai do like Shammai, and each one sticks with what he's doing. In the world of Tfisa and Avon, in the world of Torah, then Adrab, the putting together. In this Indian of Zion that represents on the world of Tfisa and Avon, it comes together. There's a remozim for that in the world of Shabbos. We said before that on Shabbos, that the full hamak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer on Shabbos, because the different mitzvah, the understanding, Ish Bala Yedach Solomon Esois, in Havana and in Yediyah of it, putting the pieces together is at the end, and seven is the end of, there are seven pieces. When we've seen all seven of them, we understand the whole process. It's interesting, also as Semes points out, that in on the weekdays, not his only, many others say it also, in the weekday, the Shemoneh Esrei includes 12 bakashas. The Shemoneh Esrei has 18 brachas, 3 of Shevach, 3 of Hoidah, and 12 in the middle, plus a 13th that they added Machmas Aminim. But there's 12 bakashas. So the Choyl, the tefillah of Choyl is expressed in the 12 bakashas. That's each Shevet has its own bakasha. In Shabbos, the seven brachas we say are one. They're all Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. There's no bakasha. So it's Zion brachas. Because in the weekdays, there's a big difference. 12 is Nekesh Menesu, but we preface it with Shevach before Nedoy afterwards. In Shabbos, being that there's no distinction, there's no bakashas, so it's one inyan of Shevach Vedat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bemela it's seven. So the 12 versus 7 is the chilek and tefillah of Choyl versus tefillah of Shabbos. So let's understand. We have there's two levels of Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. There's one level, the Isuf of the Koyches of Klal Yisrael. All the Koyches of Klal Yisrael had to be included. And every Nasi came, Mikoyach Shevet, brought his carbon and with his kavanis, and he added that to the Beis Hamikdash. The tafkid of the Kohen Gadol was to make it one. And that's why he was called the Kohen Gadol, because he was the one that included, his das included everything in it. Because He was the Torah, so to speak, of the Avodah. The Avodah Rebbe Yisrael, Aaron HaKoyen was the head of Kohanim, and he was Moshe Rabbeinu's second in Torah. He got from Moshe the Torah. He was Mekabalit, Moshe told it to Aaron, and you know, the whole procedure, where the Gemara says, Aaron brings down. Aaron was the Ha'orah in the Torah. And Shevet Levi to the others was Yoimish Patecha, Israel. They were the mind, so to speak, behind it, the Torah behind it. And that gave meaning to the entirety of the Avodah, that it became one through his understanding and his tfisa. That's the Pshat Shel Chag G'dayla Mishalahem. He included their Avodah as well. It's interesting. It says in Pirkei Avos that Aaron HaKohen's Midah was Oyev Shalom, Vareidev Shalom, and so on, as Bekav Debris HaTorah. So Pashas, you learn, it's an other Midah Toiva of Aaron HaKohen. He was also Gvaldik Midas, also Reidev Shalom, Reidev Shalom. It's wonderful. He was also a holy man, also a good, nice person, very, very nice. The Midah of Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom is part and parcel of that same, it's a godless hamoichin of Aaron HaKohen. It's a godless of his das. It says by Shammai Hillel, Shammai met the guy with the Amas HaBinyan B'yodai, and he told him to get lost, and Hillel was mekar of him. The part of the lack of shalom is that whatever a person is doesn't allow him to tolerate something he's not. So a person whose midah is extreme in Yekishkeit and Kpeda and so on, so it's a gvaldik midah mitzadat, but there is a total lack of tolerance for anybody that midah tova is that he takes things with a certain equanimity, and you know, the midah gizis is not such a competent. He doesn't see midah tova, he sees only midah ra, and that's because that's his gvulis are. You know, the kpeda shabai. The other person, his midah is the nicest, that, and he doesn't have any arocha for the kpeda, where everything is meduyik, and everything has to be the way it is, and so on and so forth, and b'meila, they don't get along. Aaron HaKohen's midah was godless. He was the Torah behind the Avodah. He was the Havan and the Tfisa of it. He was the brains of the Avodah, so to speak. In that, it encompasses the entire thing. It encompasses the Reuven, the Shimon, the Levi. B'meili was Reidev Shalom, Vayev Shalom, because mitzad his das and his seichel, he was makiv, all different halakim. That's the pshat shel chag g'dayla mishalahem, that yours is kayim l'oilam. Avodah, because it's physical, is limited. Today, we don't have karbanis anymore. And we're missing most of Torah. One spoke about Tisha B'Av. Most of the Torah is not relevant for us. Not Tahiris, not Kotshim, and many more things. And Sanhedrin and Yonim, and so on. But Mitzad the Seichel Shaboy, Mitzad the Torah Shaboy is not mubble to the Gvulis. And B'Mele is Kayim La'ilam. The Ha'ara of the Neiris is a Ha'ara of the Seichel and Das and Avoida. And that's the pshat ha'ir lefnehem. When you walk, the process of doing something starts where I see and I'm teifis what's ahead of me. I light up a road that's ahead of me, and I see where I'm going, and I make a decision, and I go there. The light contains in itself an element of simcha and kavod, but functionally, light is me'ir lefnehem. So the asiyah, the world of asiyah, is the person himself. The das and the seichel is the ha'ara lefanav. It's what's meir v'fneihem. So the avoda of menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was that type of avoda. It was ki'ilu the ha'ir lefnehem. It represented the das and the seichel. And the meila of all the avodas of Kohen Gadol, even if there was other avodas, there were cheshiva as a prat, But this was the gedolah of all of it. The nechama was whatever those kohanim, whatever those nesiim brought, what to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan, you are koilel all of them. And that's a midah that's both koilel in breath and in time and in eternity. It's not mukbal to anything. So you're not limited to one avodah, but you include all avodahs, and you're not limited to one perek zman. It's al netzah. We're coming right off Shavuos. It's something that's just with Yisro Chag. We're still connected to Shavuos. It's still part and parcel of Shavuos. And it's time to re-emphasize the same nekuda of that within every element of avodah. Avodah itself and its every mitzvah, every ma'isim tovim, as a prat, represents one unit of avodah Hashem. All the units are important. We need to include each and every unit. That's the mitzias of avodah. But Torah is the koyach that includes all of it. It puts together the picture of what it is. From being a bulletin board where you take on all sorts of nice pictures of different mitzvahs, it becomes a painting of a much bigger picture than anyone had brought him. In a daima, a person who understands through Torah all the problem of Eretz Hashem, both on the level of halacha and on the bigger level of the das and tfis of the inyanim, takes a big cholent part of different bits and pieces and makes a whole unit out of it, makes one entity out of it. That's where the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskalin avoida. It produces midas toivas. A person who is a bardas is able to understand the other person, even if he is almost his antithesis in Avodas Hashem, almost where there's no physical overlap with the koiches. My koiches and his koiches are completely distinct, very different, actually quite opposite. But the das of a Baal Teira allows to be makivit. The Reish Lakish of Shalom is not a niceness. It's a godless hadas of a person who is able to be makivit and understand that needs to be someone who comes out against me. And there needs to be someone who does this. And there's someone who does that. And the greatest bracha shel chokayim lo'ilam. A person who has not only the tfisa of the nyanim, not only the asi of the nyanim, but he can identify with the teich of the nyanim. And again, this is true in halachic level also. A person understands the sugyas of zvachim and menachis, is ligging in zvachim menachis today. Mala leim dak, as if he brought karbanis, if I'm ligging in the carbon, if I'm kachem dik, then on one darga, I'm still being oivid in the Beis HaMikdash. I still have karbanis. The Torah that's in a karban, the Mishkan had in itself the avodah, and had itself the Torah of the avodah. And the avodah can become bottle, the Torah is never bottle. And the final mile of the person who's nikshar to the Torah of the inyanim is that no matter, even if the circumstances don't allow for the Maisa Shaboy, but it's never ever bottle. Shal chokayim lo'olam. If your chelik is, or in as much as your chelik is, the Ha'orah Shaboy, then there's never ever a bittle to the Ha'orah Shaboy.